I was thinking about that old death, move along them stairs.
Yep.
Everything from this morning to the little kids singing has just really, really helped me today. I don't know about you. It's helped me a lot, and I'm going to take a minute. I'm just kind of waiting on the Lord right now.
Go ahead.
But I kept thinking about that, you know, how we was talking about digging holes there the other day. And, of course, this message, something that just come to my mind. I was thinking about the digging holes, and, you know, we don't have to hand dig them at my job, but if you don't, there's things you can't see.
Right.
There may be some things you can't see down there. There was just not too long ago, there was a 8-inch main gas line that someone hit, and it set everything on fire, throwing flames up 50, 60 foot in the air. It's not easy at all digging holes. You gotta go straight down, and we gotta make that hole so big. But there was one time we was in Texas. It's 95 degrees outside. We're digging this hole, and we had to move it three times. We ended up having to move this hole three times because things that was in the hole. But we finally got that hole dug. We finally got that hole dug, but you know what? That wasn't just the end. Once we got the pole set and everything else, we had to go dig another hole.
Yes, brother. Thank God.
We had to go dig another hole.
Yep.
But this one right here, we could put the auger in. We knew where everything was. We could put the auger in.
Go ahead, brother.
I got to thinking about... Let me gather my thoughts right here, but I got to thinking about how we dig that hole, but when we go straight down, I'm only going to make a hole that's about yay big around, about as big as them slap diggers.
Yeah.
But that pole's about that big around, so I've got to make it a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So I get down about 3 or 4 foot, and I've got to cave everything that's on the sides back in, which makes it look like there's nothing done.
All right,
friend, I can promise you this evening, friend, that everything you're doing for God, when you dig that hole and straight down, it may look like you're doing just a little bit, but I promise you, you cave that thing back in, and you keep going, you clean out what you've caved in, you're going to find out that you've dug quite a bit.
Amen.
And you're going to find out that after a while, you just keep getting deeper and deeper until finally you pull it up.
God.
You just bear with me here.
Yes, brother.
Lord, you will turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 4. We'll start reading in verse number 18. I've already preached this message once, but I couldn't get away from it, so I'm just going to preach it again.
Yes.
Romans chapter number 4 and verse number 18. We'll read down a few verses here, and I'll give you what the Lord has given me, and I'll get out of the way.
Go ahead.
Romans chapter number 4, starting verse number 18, it says, "Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations."
Yes.
"According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that he had that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." Dear most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, God, and I just want to thank you, Lord, for today. God, I want to thank you, Lord, for allowing me to stand behind this sacred desk, God, though I'm so unworthy, God. God, I ask you, Lord, that you just come down here and be with your people, Lord, and God, that you just use me as a mouthpiece, Lord. God, I ask you, Lord, to guard my mind, guard my mouth, Lord. God, that I'll say everything you want me to say, but nothing that you don't, God. God, I ask you, Lord, that you just help your people tonight, God. God, I ask you, Lord, if there's someone here that's lost and undone, God, you'll just save them this evening, God. God, don't let them walk out of here lost. God, if they do, I ask you, Lord, just to stay on them, God. God, I ask you, Lord, to be on them until they give in to you, Lord. God, I ask you, Lord, that you just help your saints tonight, God. God, I ask you, Lord, that you just use me as a mouthpiece, God, and you lift them up, God. And God, that you just help people to give that little push to keep going for you tonight, Lord. In Jesus' sweet name I pray. Tonight I got to thinking about about being persuaded.
Go ahead.
That's probably I got to noticing the persuaded, and we got a promise, and then we got performing that verse number 21 there. It says, "And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform."
Yes, sir.
What does it mean to be persuaded? It means to be fully convinced, assured, or won over to believe through reasoning, evidence, or moral influence. As we see here, we're talking about Abraham. We see that he was fully persuaded. He left his home. He believed that God would give him a son. And he was willing to sacrifice that son. He was so persuaded. We see the three Hebrew children, they wouldn't worship. My favorite part of that entire thing was they said, "We are not careful to answer thee in this matter, King." We see Daniel. We see he was, no matter the decree, he was going to serve God. We see that Job, as the pastor's already talked about this morning, he said, "The Lord give and the Lord taketh away." But we see Elijah was up there with the prophets of Baal, and they were doing everything. They were cutting themselves and everything else, and he was just laughing at them. Right. You know what he did? He took a bucket of water and poured on, and I don't know about you, but fire and water don't mix exactly. But he took a bucket of water and threw on his burnt offering, and the Lord rained down fire. But I got to thinking about the promises. We see some people who's persuaded. But we also see some promises right here. I got to thinking about some of the promises that we have that the Lord has given us. We see we got provision and care. It says in Matthew 11:28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We see Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus."
Yes, sir.
We see we have strength and renewal. It says in Isaiah 40:31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and be not weary, and they shall walk and not faint." We see that we got guidance and wisdom. It says in James chapter number 1, verse number 5 and 6, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given. But we see in verse number 6, it says, But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea driven, and the wind tossed.
Yes.
We see we have peace and love. It says Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." We see the peace and love again. It says Romans 8:38-39. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Boy, aren't you glad that we can't be separated this evening? But then I got to looking at some of our other promises. We got a salvation and forgiveness tonight, praying. It says in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." We see our promises. We see our promises that he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us. We see our promises that God is always there. We see our promises, that every day we see promises. You know, the world has painted a rainbow as a symbol for homosexuals. But that is our promise that the Lord will never flood this world again. We see our promises, friend. Every day you see promises.
Yes, thank God. Yes.
Perform.
Good preacher, brother.
So we got persuaded. We got performed. We see in Abraham's life, God performed by giving him Isaac.
Yes.
We see that God performed another time for him when he took Isaac upon the mountain, was going to sacrifice him. God had his lamb. God provided himself a lamb. But then we also see that God made him a seed of many nations.
Yes.
We see the three Hebrew children. We see the three Hebrew children. There was no harm to them. Not even the smell of smoke.
Hey.
But we see the real perform when the king was persuaded.
Yes.
We see that through performing through the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that the king was persuaded.
Yes, brother. Go ahead.
We see in Daniel, he shut the mouths of the lions.
Oh, yeah.
We see in the book of Job, he was performed by being blessed more than his beginning. Then I got to thinking about us,
oh, yes,
me and
brother.
You. How has he performed for us?
Amen.
How has he? And I got to thinking about that real hard, and then he just hit me. All of a sudden, he has.
Yes.
He says in John 19:30, he says, "It is finished."
Amen.
When he was hanging on that cross so many years ago, we see that when he was hanging on that cross, he said, "It is finished," and he hung down his head
yes.
and he died.
Yes.
But friend, he didn't quit there. He didn't quit there. Just that third and glorious morning, praise God. He rose again.
Yeah.
Victory over death, hell, and the grave.
Hallelujah.
That me and you might be able to know Him.
Amen.
So tonight, I'm almost finished. Just bear with me.
Bible.
So tonight, lost person, I got a question. It says in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. So tonight, lost person, I've got a question for you. As King Agrippa said, I was almost persuaded. I can promise you one thing tonight, friend. King Agrippa is persuaded. But it's too late. I was looking it up. There's a death clock. In about 1.8 seconds, every second, there's 1.8 people that dies.
What
about that? 1.8 people that die every second. I don't want tonight that you to leave here and you get in a car wreck as them kids did. You know, they going out there on that four-wheeler. And I know that's a sad thing. It's probably a little early, but I'm telling you, you think about this tonight. What if that's you on that four-wheeler next time? You're gonna lift your, if you're not saved, you're gonna lift your eyes in hell.
Right.
And I promise you, you're gonna be persuaded then.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
So the only thing I can say to you, lost person, is in Psalms 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see the Lord is good."
Hey.
For us, for the saved people tonight, for the saints of God, be persuaded in everything you do. We need to be persuaded in our marriage.
Yeah.
We need to be persuaded in where we work.
Yeah.
We need to be persuaded in our parenting with our kids.
Yeah.
Young person, you need to be persuaded in who you're dating. Our pastor said it a while back, and I'd had this thought in my mind before he ever said it. I promise. Lord knows my heart. I wouldn't lie, but I promise you, young person, you're not going to find who you need to spend the rest of your life with on the bar stool. I can promise you that. You're going to find the person that's meant for you sitting right here in the house of God.
Go ahead, brother.
That's good stuff right there. That's
true. We need to be persuaded in our work. Are we wearing it? I was kind of up and down about what message I was going to preach, but I think Brother Curtis or Brother Kevin, praise God, Brother Kevin, kind of summed it up for me. Are we wearing it? And that really hit home too.
Yes.
Praise God. The Lord knows my heart tonight.
Right.
I'm preaching this just to myself as much
yeah.
as I'm preaching to anyone else.
Yeah.
Are you persuaded tonight in the things of God?
Yeah.
But are you fully persuaded?
Yes, sir.
We see over and Moses. He left Egypt when he was 40 years old, and God didn't start talking to him again until he was 80.
You're right. Yep.
Are you going to let your age stop you from serving God?
What a question. Go ahead.
Moses give everything give every excuse that he could not to serve God.
Yeah.
And what does it say? The Lord's anger was kindled against him for it.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Are you fully persuaded that God can use you this evening?
Oh, yeah. Brother.
Are you fully persuaded, lost person, that God can save you?
Amen.
I hope tonight that when we leave that you can be fully persuaded in the things of God.
Yes.
I hope we can be fully persuaded in our lives and each and everything that we do. Because there's a promise and He is able to perform.
Yes.
We see that there's some promises that He's made that haven't been performed yet, but friends, but they're coming.
They're coming.
They're coming. You better go read the back of the book.
Right.
Yes, we already know. So tonight, friend, I just ask, are you going to be persuaded in the things of God? I'm done, preacher.
Blessed are you come, let's stand to our feet. I'll say this to you tonight. Listen, if you're not at that place, friend, I'm honest. I said it this morning, I'm going to say it again tonight. I think he just reiterated a lot. And I'm persuaded that the Lord could do some really special things here. Things that, maybe things, was it you, Mary, maybe quoted Jeremiah 33:3. Who? Maybe it's Callie. I don't remember now who it was this morning. Seemed like it was Callie. Said, I'll show thee things, great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Boy, I'd like to see God do something special, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And the only way it's ever going to happen is if some folks get fully persuaded in their mind that God is able. There's a lot of things I don't know. I question my worthiness or my ability. Brother Delmer, I ain't never questioned if God's able to do it. He can. I'd sure like to see Him do it. She plays some song, Lord deals in your heart, you need to come.